All right. Good to be here. I appreciate the good singing, testifying, helped my heart tonight. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I want you to look in your Bible tonight, the book of Exodus chapter 13. You got a Bible? Exodus chapter 13. And this is a thought the Lord give me. In fact, last night, my brother Price was preaching, and just trying to go with it, what God gives me in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate God preaching last night. Helped me. And I appreciate God doing that. And Exodus chapter number 13 and verse number 3. Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Well, I've been thinking about that verse today. God helping me tonight, I want to try to preach on some things they remembered about that day.
Amen.
Some things they remembered about that day. I like that song, Saved to the Uttermost. And the word uttermost just means God completely saved me. That's right. Thank God. When a man gets saved, he's saved forever.
Amen.
And there are some things a man will remember about that day. There was a day God saved you.
Yes.
And there are some things you'll remember about that day. Now, there's some things that these Jews remembered about that day. Remember, they had been in Egypt for 400 years. And of course, we see here in the Scripture tonight that Moses, after they, my friend, were delivered from Egypt, he told them, he said, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt. I won't try to preach on some things they remembered. Now, when I look at this thing tonight, I will say, first of all, they remembered the Lamb. Amen. I mean, that's what got them out was the Lamb. And when I look at this, I like what Moses said. He said in the book of God, he said, take unto you a lamb, amen, for your house. I won't say tonight, there's a lamb for every house. Thank God, His name, the Lord Jesus. I'm glad tonight, thank God, there's a lamb for my house. And there's a lamb for your house tonight. I thought about that when Moses said that. First of all, he said to them, every man a lamb. And then he said in the next verse, he said, be too little for the lamb. But in verse 5, he said, your lamb. Amen. And so he got their personal. It went from A to B to your. And it's your lamb tonight. Thank God that firstly delivered you. If you got born again, saved, it is the Lamb of God. I believe they remembered the Lamb when they remember that day. I tell you, friend, you look at the Lamb tonight, and this Lamb had to be a sinless Lamb. Hey, he said, bring the Lamb of the first year without blemish. It couldn't have no broken bones. It couldn't have no blemishes on it. Hey, it's a type of Christ. He was without sin. Thank God he is a holy Lamb. And we remember the Lamb tonight. It's not about us, it's about the Lamb. It's not about what we've done, it's about the Lamb. Thank God it's about the Lamb. It was a sinless Lamb. It's a Lamb without blemish. I'll tell you tonight, friend, he's still the sinless Lamb. Thank God he was a Lamb. Thank God he came in the world. It was a sinless Lamb. I'll tell you what I remember about that day. It's about the Lamb tonight. Amen. It's a sinless Lamb. I'll say this. He was a submissive Lamb. That's right. You know that that Lamb had no... He willingly followed, thank God, to that will of what was drawn up here for how them to be delivered. It was completely in the Lamb. Listen, that lamb was submissive. And the lamb laid down his life. The lamb was led to the slaughter. That's right. That's right. Jesus was a lamb led to the slaughter. He was butchered for our sin. And see, this lamb, think about this. This lamb was a substitutionary lamb. It took the place, thank God. That's what Jesus did. He took our place. And he became our substitute. Listen here, he became the slain lamb. This lamb had to be slain. Do you recognize what they done? The Bible said, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. It was killed, my friend, by the congregation. The whole congregation killed that lamb that had to be used. I'll tell you tonight, thank God, he laid down his life. He took my place. That's what he done. He took your place. This lamb took the place for them bunch of Jews to be delivered. And that's what the lamb done. He took your place. Hey, God, for you to be delivered from the house of bondage, from sin. The lamb come. If you ask them Jews, what do you remember about that day? They'd say, remember. Thank God about the lamb. Amen. That's right. All them little boys and girls, all the whole congregation, I believe, gathered around where that lamb was. That was slain. And I believe they remember that lamb being slain. Thank God that they might be rescued at the house of bondage. Amen. Oh, I believe, my friend, they remembered about the lamb on that day. But I believe they remembered about the blood on that day. Amen. The Bible said, thank God he told them to take the blood. And you know what? That blood was shed by that lamb. You know what the word shed means? It means to be poured out. And the effusion of blood, that blood was poured out. I believe on that day they took that lamb before the congregation. And I believe they slipped the throat of that lamb. And the blood was shed from that lamb that they used to be, my friend, the, thank God, the redemptive one to bring them out of the land. I'm telling you tonight, that's exactly what Christ done. He laid down his life, and his blood was shed for our sin. Amen. Well, remember that tonight. Thank God we ought to get stirred in our own heart about what he done. If we can't get stirred about what he done, we'll never get stirred. For there was a day, thank God, that the Lamb took my place and laid down his life and gave his blood. Amen. Poured out for my sin and your sin. I tell you, that's the only way. You ask one of them Jews, well, you remember about that day? And they'll say, I remember the Lamb and I remember the blood. Thank God that the Lamb shed. Amen. That's right. They'll remember that. I'll tell you, they'll shed blood. But thank God it was the blood had to be striked. Amen. That's right. That's what he said. He said, take a bunch of hyssop. That's why hyssop was used by the Jews for purifications. And he said, dip it in the blood in the basin. And he said, strike the lintel. Amen. And the two side posts, that lintel was the headpiece of the door. And the two side posts, of course, was on the side of the door. They didn't strike the bottom of the door where the blood could be trampled on. They struck the top and the two side, which is a picture of Calvary, and it had to be on the door. And friend, thank God the blood's got to have to be struck on you. You got to be struck by God's blood. Amen. You can't make it unless the blood's cleansed you. What's keeping you from heaven tonight, keeping you from God tonight, is your sin. And the blood's the one that takes away sin. It don't cover it, it took it away. I understand the Old Testament that the blood of goats and calves, it he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Amen. He had to see the blood, thank God. And I tell you what, it was God that seen it. That's right, it wasn't they seen it. They knew what they'd done, but God had to see it. I'm going to tell you tonight, there ain't nobody in this church that could tell me that they know I'm saved but the Holy Ghost and me and myself. There wouldn't be nobody to tell you who you are that they know you saved unless God says you are. You don't know you are. That's why God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Thank God, God had to see the blood on the doorpost. And when God seen the blood, thank God there's all right. It's justified. When God sees the blood of His only Son on you, that's what rescues you. That's what gave you pardon. That's what got you out of Egypt. It's the blood that was applied unto your sinful heart. I'm glad He's seen the blood. I'm glad He sees the blood. Oh, the man of God said it last night. It's the position we have in Christ Jesus. And because of the blood, thank God we're washed. And friend, when God seen the blood, He passed over them. Amen. That's right. It was seen blood. Thank God. What do you remember about that day? Amen. Don't say this. Don't remember the lamb and the blood. They remember the house. That's where they were. I'm glad tonight, thank God, there's some blood for the house.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You know what? That's not how big the house is or what kind of house it is.
Right.
It matters what's on the house.
Lord, right.
Amen. God, and listen, He didn't even say, when I see the boy in the house.
Yeah.
He didn't even say, when I see how big the house is. But He said, when I see the blood. That's right. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for the blood on your heart. He's not looking for, thank God, my friend, all these are things that people look for today. He's looking for the blood. In fact, there wasn't nothing, thank God, that boy could do inside that house that would have brought faith for God to save him. He had to see the blood on the house. And God had to see the blood on you. You can be a church member. You can do the best you can. But if you don't have the blood on the house, and God don't see the blood on the house, then you'll die in your sin. And you'll end up in hell. It takes the blood, thank God, upon your heart. And when God sees the blood, I'll pass over you. Amen. That's right. I know that's right. He's got to see the blood. And God's got to see it in you. That's right. Thank God, God had to see it in me. That's what God's looking for. That boy could have been the best boy in the world. But if he hadn't had the blood, he'd have died. That firstborn in that house was a picture of Adam. Because Adam's the first man that God created. He sinned. And all them firstborns, you know, that's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Because them Jews thought that first birth, and it did in the Old Testament, brought them in, thank God, to the Jew family. And it was a lot of inheritance just being born in the Jewish family. But in the New Testament, thank God, it's not Jew or Gentile. It's not male or female. It's not bond or free. It's what Christ does in the heart of the individual. And it's not, thank God, the first birth that enables you to get in. It's the second birth that you've got to have the night. You never have been born two times. Then you have to have two births. Thank God to get in the kingdom of God. Hey, the best man, thank God. Then the Jewish religion, Nicodemus, was told by the Lord Jesus, you must be born again. And that's being born from above. You've got to have a spiritual birth. If you're going to go to heaven, hey man, and the kingdom of God live in you, you've got to be born again. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, friend. Thank God, God's got to see the blood on your heart or your purse, because the blood is the only thing God receives tonight. You know, the only thing God receives is what He gives. That's right. God ain't going to receive nothing you give. God receives what He gives for you.
Amen.
That's right. That's why it's so simple that a child can grab it. And so hard a wise man's confounded at it. That's right. Thank God. This thing ain't hard. And the Holy Ghost has got to bring it to you. Calvary's got to come to you and open your blinded eyes. And this thing ain't by words. It's not by trying. It's not by doing the best you can. Thank God, it's by the blood of the Lamb of God that was shed on Calvary. If the Holy Ghost ever shows you that, they won't have to pump and prime you to come on an altar. You'll want to get in. That's the only way a man can get in tonight. It was a sinner's house.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a guilty house. It's an undone house. Thank God the only hope for my house tonight is the blood that's been applied to my heart's house. And I tell you, I thank God for that. In that day, they had to have the blood, thank God, for them to be delivered. I tell you, that's the night I was taken. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, there's hope in the blood. Amen. Thank God there's hope in your house for the blood. I thought about Susan about to have a little old girl. Amen. But you know what the hope of that little girl is? The blood of the Lamb. Amen. That there'll be some blood on the house. Thank God that there's some blood on the house. For that firstborn, there's some blood on the house. And it was the blood of that Lamb. Thank God. I tell you, remember that day that they got delivered by the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, if you want to get stirred up, you really see what He done for you and how the blood was shed. Thank God that you could be delivered tonight. That's right. The blood of the Lamb. Give you this. It's the firstborn's house. I'll tell you what. It was a forgiven house. That's the only way you can be forgiven, by the blood. You know, He took care of the judgment that when that blood was placed on the house. Thank God. It was a forgiven house that took care of the judgment. It atoned for what needed to be atoned for. Amen. And I'll tell you this. Thank God it was faith's house. They applied that blood by faith. That's right. That hyssop's a picture of responsibility of man.
Yeah.
The message is God's message and God's way, and you'll never change God's ways.
Right.
That's why water baptism don't have nothing to do with a man getting saved.
Right.
Can't be baptized into nothing. I tell you, Paul made more of his own spirit baptism than he did water baptism in the epistles. But I'll tell you this, I think water baptism is an ordinance of the Baptist church.
Yeah.
And I think it is the way into the local church.
Yeah.
And I think it's obedience to God after you get saved. But it has nothing to do with you being forgiven. It has nothing to do with you being saved.
Right.
That's right. So the blood, it's the blood. That's why people hate it. Because it's still the blood. But they had to take that hyssop. I believe when that lamb was slain, they slit the throat of that lamb and they held that basin there to catch that blood.
Sure.
I believe they had, I mean, can you imagine taking a knife like that and slitting that lamb's throat and then holding that basin there to get that blood? And they put that blood in that basin. What they had to do is take a hyssop, them weeds, a hyssop, and they had to dip it in that blood. And then they had to, by faith, apply it to the doorpost. See, it was faith's house. Anybody look back in the Egyptians and say, what's them crazy Israelites doing?
Yeah.
Why, they're putting that blood of that lamb on that doorpost.
Yeah.
That don't make a lick of sense. It don't to the natural man.
Right.
It does to us, though. Amen. I mean, it's not revealed to the natural man. Amen. The natural man can't reveal it. It's what I'm saying. It's got to be revealed by God. I mean, this thing's by faith. It's not by being figured out. It's not by, my friend, some plan man here. You have to do it yourself, amen. I mean, the blood was applied. It's human responsibility to act upon what God says. And when you act by faith in what God says, that's when God, thank God, my friend, will bless you with faithfulness and forgiveness, amen. That's right. He'll do it if you'll act by faith. See, everything that God blesses is by faith.
Yes, sir.
That God says you should take the lamb. You kill the lamb, you put the blood in the basin, you take the blood and put it on the doorpost, and because when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. So what do you remember about that day, sir? Well, I remember the lamb, and I remember the blood, and I remember my house, and I remember, thank God, Daddy put the blood on my house. Amen, to rescue me out of danger and out of the judgment of God and out of death. And so I do remember about them things. And I tell you now, if you got saved, you remember what the lamb done for you. You remember what the blood done for you. And you remember, thank God, it happened at your house. Amen. That's right. Thank God. And I'm going to say this. What else they remember, preacher? They remember the deliverance. Thank God.
That's
right. They remember deliverance. Now, I'll tell you what, that deliverance was at midnight.
Yeah, that's right.
And every man has to get to midnight before he ever gets the light.
That's right.
And I want to tell you this. At midnight of condemnation, son.
Sure.
Hardest night ever spent.
Right.
When God convicted me and let me see what I was before God.
Amen.
hardest knot a man ever lived. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why Paul even talked about that sorrow unto repentance.
That's it, brother.
Amen. That godly sorrow, Walker, repentance unto salvation. This is what will deliver you. Thank God to see you're a sinner and to see you're sinful. Hey, he come to at midnight. Before there ever came any light, there had to be a midnight in your life. That's right. He come, listen to this here. He come at midnight and he came in mercy. That's right. Amen. Listen to this. He said, when I see the blood at midnight, I will pass over you. You know what he's saying? I'll step over your house. And I'll protect you from the destroyers, what he is saying. That's what you said. I've been saying it every day. He says, that's right, you couldn't be lost again. If I tried to get untied, I couldn't get untied. Thank God I'm in. Hey, man, I don't want to get untied. But I tell you, there ain't never been nobody that be able to get out of the hand of God and to get out of salvation, because salvation's of the Lord. And God's the one that wrote it in your heart. And God has to do it in you. And when God does it in you, it's forever done. And when he's seen the blood, that's the only thing that'll keep you from the wrath of God. Not your church membership, not you singing in the choir, not me preaching. It don't have nothing to do with me getting delivered. That's a result of being delivered. But that's not being delivered. Amen. You've got to be saved before you can do anything for God that he had account of. And he said this, our brother Danny's pretty sharp. He said one time when he got saved, he came to me and said, you know, I've been thinking about this thing of working for God. I said, why don't you think about it? He said, it's God that's doing the work and then he's rewarding me for it.
Yeah.
That's right, too. It is God that does the work.
Yes,
and when he's seen the blood, thank God, he said, I'll pass over you. It's the mercies of God. It's the mercy of God tonight on your life. Thank God that God passes over you and don't judge you tonight.
Right.
That's right. He's not your judge. He's your Lord.
Yes, sir.
And he'll be Lord before he ever be Savior.
Right.
You're
right.
I tell you this, no man will ever get saved. He's Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Now, he's Lord whether you make him Lord or not. You can't make him nothing because that's what he is.
Right.
People say, you make him Lord. How can you make him something he is?
Yeah.
That'd be like your boy said, I'm going to make you my daddy.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Lord, brother.
Amen. You're the authority. And he's the authority. And when you get saved, you submit to his lordship. And when you submit to his lordship, thank God he'll become your Savior. I know that's right. And the problem's with you, it ain't with him. And if you'll come to him and submit yourself to him and say, Lord, I want you more than I want life, I'm going to tell you what he'll do. He'll save you right there. I know that's right. I tell you, that's right. He said, I'll pass over you. That's the mercies of God Almighty that comes on a man when he gets saved. It's all mercy. A mercy's withholding what we deserve. That's right, he could have killed the whole crowd. That's right, he could have. He could have back in Noah's day. Amen, that whole crowd was drowned beside eight. I said Noah found grace and his family got mercy. Because Noah found grace. That's right, amen. Noah found grace. That's right, he found grace and asked God. Noah did. The rest of that crowd drowned. Eight souls on the ark. In that day, said, as the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We're living in them days now. Thank God, what's going to keep the judgment off? It's the ark. Thank God, the blood. It's all a type of Christ. It's all what he done. Thank God, I'm glad not the blood. It's what he seen and he passed over them. Amen. That's right. He'll pass over anybody that's got the blood of Christ applied. So it was at midnight, it was the mercy of God. And then I'll say this tonight. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. As in captivity.
Yes,
Pharaoh held them.
Right.
That's right. He's a picture of Satan.
Yes, he is.
Let me give you something on that.
Go ahead, brother.
Satan bound them, or Pharaoh bound them. He had them bound to his rule.
Yeah.
That's where you were when you were lost. You're bound to the rule of Satan.
Right.
If you're lost tonight, never have been saved, never have come to Calvary, hey, friend, that's not God's fault. It's yours. The opportunity is there tonight.
Right.
Today's day of salvation. You can get saved tonight if you want to.
That's right.
If God's a foot on your heart, God's a day of your heart, you know where you're at.
Yeah.
That's right. Some of you young people here need to get born again. I don't know why you keep waiting on what you're waiting on. I'm waiting on a feeling. It's by faith, then the feeling to come.
That's right.
That's right. Thank God. I'm not saved by feeling. I tell you, it feels good to be saved, but that's the result of having faith. Amen. That's like works is the result of faith. Amen. That's just abuse yourself. It's pride. That's what it is. It's a miracle. Satan has you bound tonight. That God of this world is blind in the mind of them that believe not. That's right. So Satan, Pharaoh's a picture of Satan.
Right.
Israel wasn't his children. People say, well, you was a child of the devil. I beg to differ with you.
Tell it, brother.
Wasn't no child of the devil. I was a child of Adam.
Yeah.
That's right. A child of the devil was that reprobate crowd that was religious over there in John chapter 8 that blasphemed the Holy Ghost and accredited the work of God to the devil. That was a child of the devil. I was bound by the devil. I was lost. I was blind. Praise God, that's what Jesus done for you when He took away your sin. That's right. He said, listen, He's not only took away your sin, He saved you from it. You couldn't do it. You could not do it. You couldn't take away and you couldn't save yourself from sin. It's not what you can figure out. It's what He can do. Thank God if you come to Him tonight. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, them boys, you say, well, I remember that night. I remember that miracle we got under the hand and rule of Pharaoh. That's right. Picture of Satan. Amen. I'll tell you, if you never have been saved from sin, you've never been saved. Amen. That's right. I won't give you this. I'm fooling. Thank God. I'll tell you what else they remembered. They remembered the difference. They remember the difference in the covenant.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this here. I ain't going to have it turned there. See, God made a covenant with Abraham.
Yes,
the Hebrew nation started in it with a covenant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It wasn't a nationality of people. It was a covenant that made them a people.
Right. Amen.
That's right, because it's Abraham. He wasn't a Jew by blood.
Right.
It was a covenant.
Yeah.
I won't tell you this tonight. God will keep His covenant.
Yes, He will.
God will keep His agreement with you.
Yes,
God will keep His agreement. Thank God what He said He'd do. He'll keep the agreement. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Thank God they sung tonight. Hey, amen. I'll not forget. I'm going to tell you what you might, but God won't.
That's right.
Brother Jason, I don't want to forget.
Right.
And I don't think you will forget. But if you do, I just want to tell you, all right, God won't. That's right. God won't forget. He ain't going to forget nothing. Amen. You might get in the rest home one day and you might not even remember nothing.
Yeah.
But God won't forget. Amen. He ain't going to forget His covenant. Amen. I was down at the rest home one night and old Banks was his last name. He was a preacher and he had been going battling, you know, couldn't remember a lot of things. He got in there and I preached. I don't know if he remember anything I preached. He was out in the hall and said, Brother Banks, I said, you remember when the Lord saved you? Boy, you could tell it triggered in his heart. It got out of his mind, got in his heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, let me tell you about it. That's right. He told me about it.
Yeah.
Then after he got through, you know, he said, well, see, you don't remember who's talking to him.
Yeah.
That's right. But it was in his heart. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Even if he had never remembered,
if you get in a place I come to you one day, you don't even know who I am, you don't remember. I'm saying God does.
Thank God.
That's right. It ain't stemmed on us. It stemmed on Him. It stemmed on His covenant. He made the agreement. Thank God with the Father before the foundation of the world. Praise God, son. That's good enough. Don't struggle in yourself and think I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. Don't worry about that. Thank God. Just cling on to what He said He'd do.
Amen.
Amen. That's the only thing you got any hope in anyway. That's right. Listen to what God said to Abraham. This is in 15. That's when Abraham believed God is counted for righteousness. He said, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall, thank God, afflict them 400 years. He's prophesying to Abraham, this is what's going to happen.
That's right. Yeah.
Listen to what he said in the next verse. He said, also that nation they serve will I judge. Afterward they shall come out with great substance. That's what he said. That was a covenant he made with Abraham. They wasn't going to stay down there. God made a covenant with them that he was going to bring them out in his time and deliver them. And let me tell you this, you got saved on time. Amen. People say, how did God save you? Well, none of you can't even save yourself. Amen. How are you going to get saved when you said, how did God save then? You got saved when he saved you. That's right. Thank God. How did God save then? You would not. How can you save yourself? You got saved when he saved you. That's right. God got you to the place that you were savable. And you, got, thank God, got that place to be saved. It's by the grace of God. And it's when God chooses, thank God to save you. Amen. That's right. That's why you can't get on an altar and read somebody in. The wind blew it where it listed. That means where it wants to. That's right. The wind blow where it listened. Now here's the sound. That means the voice, the sound thereof, and can't not tell which to come and whether it's going. So is there one's born of spirit. That's right. I believe that. See, there was a covenant between the Father and the Son before the foundation of the world. And that's why Jesus said, all that the Father give me shall come to me, because it was in the covenant.
That's right.
And all men, thank God, we know that needs to hear the gospel.
Amen.
And so we know all men need to hear the gospel, but we only know them that come are the saved.
Yeah.
And them that are saved, thank God, what was settled before the foundation of the world in the Father, thank God, because Christ was going to die on Calvary to purchase a people from their sins.
That's right. You're right.
It's a covenant. Just like David and Jonathan, it was a covenant.
Sure was.
That's why when they was gone, he said, is there any left in the house of Saul for Jonathan's sake? They said, there's one. He said, I made a covenant. Amen. He said, who is he? He said, Mephibosheth. He's been lame since he was 5 years old. Amen. Thank God the king's chariot pulled up down there and he thought he was going to kill him. He said, no, I'm not going to kill you. I'm taking you back to the king's house. Why? Because of the covenant. Amen. I'm not saying tonight, friend, thank God them Jews had been promised a covenant by God. He was going to bring them out. And on that day, that covenant was fulfilled. And that's what I remember tonight, when God saved me, is between me and God, because there's a covenant between the Father and the Son. Amen. That's right. Let me say this. I'll go on. I'm not through here. Not only was there a difference in the, because of the covenant, but because of the separation.
Yeah.
They wasn't like the Egyptians.
Right.
Even though they hung around and picked up some of their ways,
yeah,
they still wasn't Egyptians.
Right.
A Jew would never be an Egyptian.
Yeah.
A Christian never can be a worldling. An apple tree never can be a peach tree. It naturally runs its course. It is what it is. Amen. I'm not trying to be a Christian.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what God produces. It ain't something I produce. I can't produce it.
Yeah.
That's right. And so when they came out, they were Jews that came out, and they were separated from Egypt, which is a picture of the world. You were separated if you're saved. You see, the position, what the man of God said last night, the position is what causes them to do right.
Yes, sir.
Your position caused you to wear that suit tonight. That tie, nice suit. Your position caused you that.
Yeah. That's good.
Nobody had to call you up and say, hey, I believe you need to wear a suit to the house of God. Carry a Bible.
Yeah.
Your position said do that.
Yeah.
When I got positioned in Christ, I didn't have to have somebody give me, thank God, 10 rules on how to dress and what to do. The position called that. And I'm just saying this tonight, when they separated themselves, thank God, from Egypt, there was a people God separated unto himself. And he said, don't eat nothing that's got leaven in it. Picture of sin. That's right, because what he's saying in Matthew 1:21, he came to save his people from their sins. So the covenant, the separation, I'll tell you this. God separated a people to himself. And that's, see, that was predetermined by God. Predestination means that God predetermined for a people that would be saved to be like Christ.
That's right.
That's what it means. That's right. And when he delivered them Israelites, hey, there was he predetermined them to be a peculiar people of a royal priesthood. Thank God, that's right. Levi was that priest, thank God, in the Old Testament. But I tell you, Jesus didn't come after the priesthood of Levi because Levi died.
You're right,
man. That's right. He would come after the order of Melchizedek.
Yes, he did.
Who had no beginner end. And I personally think that's a pre-incarnate Christ. I don't know of anybody that had no beginning, no end like Christ. Thank God. I'm just saying tonight, amen, he separated himself a peculiar people in himself that they might serve him.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what God is tonight, and I'm about through here. God's a jealous God.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to tell you, he's jealous. He's a jealous God. That's why all through the Old Testament, them people went to idolatry, God judged them. You know why? Because he saved them for himself. That's right. And I remember today, God saved me. Thank God he brought me to himself. What is life without him? What, like she said, what is life, my friend, in just living life? God made you for himself. Thank God, why you want to live your life without living it for him? That's what life is. And when you live another way, God's a jealous God. Idolatry is what they got into. It's like that old curse of Balaam, friend. I've been reading about that. Old Balak said, How can we get these over here? These are Jews. He said, get all them Midianite women. See, the problem was with Israel going with any other race of people, they were heathens. And it would lead them to idolatry and take their heart away from God. That's why God said don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, because it will eventually take your heart away from God and lead you into idolatry, because he's a jealous God. And that night he delivered them out of Egypt. He brought them to himself. He led them through the wilderness. He clothed them. He fed them. Thank God he took care of them. And what he wanted was a people that was peculiar unto himself, that they might serve and worship him and walk in the light of God. And that's what God wants from you tonight. And listen, friend, if we don't live that way, then God's a jealous God tonight. That's right. What do you remember about that day? That's right. I remember who preached to me. The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'll tell you, Moses preached then.
Amen.
He was God's messenger. I remember the message. I remember the confrontation of God. God confronting me. That's sovereign, boy. I'm going to tell you, that's God come to you and confront you. That's right. I remember that. And I remember the light coming on. That's right. It come on the inside. The light come on. And I remember the submission. That's right. Submitted unto Christ. That's right. That's what I remember about that day. That's right. And I'll tell you what. Listen to this, and I'm through. He took them from Egypt, the world, to himself. If you've never had a difference in your life and not and never had a change, I'm going to tell you what, you never have been saved. You can't claim to be saved and never have had a difference in your life. And it's not a Sunday difference. God help. He rose again the first day of the week. I'm glad that's the Lord's day. And John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. But I tell you what, thank God, it's just not the Lord's day. It's every day. Because this thing of being saved, the Jews, I mean, they had their weaknesses about them. But they were always his people. And he judged them as that. He'll never chastise anybody that's not his. He might punish and judge them for their iniquity toward his people. But he's not going to chastise them as his son because they're not his. I'll tell you, there's some things you'll remember about that day. He said, remember this day. Remember this day. Right, you better remember that day. God saved you, buddy. Hey, there's never been a day like that day. That's right. There's been some good days in my life. But I'll tell you, there's never been a day like that day.
Amen.
That's right. I know that's right.
Thank God for that day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's some things they remembered on that day. That's right. Help your heart to remember some things what God's done for you. And I'll tell you what, you won't leave this church unthankful. You'll leave this church thanking God what He's done for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's stand tonight. Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, tonight, God, for being good to me. Lord, I feel like tonight, God, there's some people ought to get on this altar tonight and just give you thanks, God, for what you've done for them. Lord, God, you've been so good to us. God, you came where we was at one day and saved our wretched soul, put us in the family of God.
Yes.
Give us an eternal hope in heaven.
Thank God.
God, give us peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I know tonight, God, there's an important night here in this America tonight, Lord. God, we prayed about it and asked you, God, but I'm telling you, Lord, it's more important in sinners' hearts tonight. God, to prepare their heart for God. God, to be saved. Come to the Lord Jesus tonight and be saved. God, there's young men here and young ladies tonight. God, need to get on the altar and cry out to God. The Lord, the only things keeping them from getting saved, Lord, is themselves. Pride. God, and may your Holy Ghost pull on hearts. God, may the good power of God fall in this place. May you do business in hearts tonight. We'll thank you, Lord, and pray in Christ's name. As our heads bowed and eyes closed, you feel like I need to come tonight. If you need to come, you come. I know tonight sometimes you come in and you might not come in really looking for anything, but I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to get along tonight and thank God for saving you, putting you in the family of God, giving you hope in Christ. You keep a thankful heart toward God. Remember what He done for you. Be thankful. Thank God for His blessings day by day. How He feeds you. How He clothes you. They walked in the wilderness. They thank God was fed. Clothes and shoes didn't wax old. God looked after them. And He will look after His own. I know that's right.